I'll be coming home. Wait for me.
We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as we get set for first pitch here on a Thursday night between the Biloxi Shuckers, who enter today at 47-45, 13-10 in the second half, and the Birmingham Barons, 33-58 overall, 8-14 in the second half. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday night. Shuckers won it last night 5-4 and a walk-off single from Freddie Zamora as the Shuckers, after going up 4-2 after six innings, give up the lead in the top of the ninth inning on a two RBI single from Xavier Fernandez, but the Shuckers would get the winning run home. Tyler Black, a double down the left field line, a walk to Jackson Churio, and Wes Clark hit by a pitch. Brings Freddie Zamora with two outs and the bases loaded. He delivers and brings home a run for the Shuckers in a 5-4 win. The Shuckers enter today a game back of Pensacola for first place in the Southern League South Division here in the second half, and they sit a half game behind the Montgomery Biscuits for the second best overall record in the division, which will come into play if Pensacola wins the second half title. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time for today's pregame interview with Eric Tyson. We talk with him about what his role is like with the Brewers as the assistant hitting coordinator, as well as how his wealth of experience in the college game has helped out as he's transitioned into the role with the Brewers over the last three seasons. That comes your way next before first pitch at 6:35 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi. We're getting set for game three of a six-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by Eric Tyson, the assistant hitting coordinator from the Shuckers parent club, the Milwaukee Brewers. Eric, thanks much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jay. Appreciate it.
How are you enjoying it down here in Biloxi? You've been down here a couple times, and just like I said to Brent, it seems like every time you guys show up, the offense is doing fun things.
Oh, that's just a product of good timing, man. I always enjoy coming down. Great place, and, you know, I love the seafood down here, and it's always good to catch up with the staff and the players and get in and kind of get boots on the ground and see how everything's rolling.
Well, so not only do you get to the baseball, but you talked about the seafood. How much have you been enjoying the food this week?
Oh, I love it. You know, it's one of my favorite trips to make for the food.
This is also a Shuckers team that has a lot of hopefully future stars for the Brewers on, and it's a system that's been really fun and really exciting this year. How excited are you guys up in Milwaukee about how this, not only the Shuckers, but the organization has performed on the hitting side this year?
We've been very pleased so far this year with the offensive side of things and the systems that we've put in place. Our coaches across the org have done a great job kind of focusing and implementing our initiatives and what we're really looking to try to do from a wider kind of global perspective. And we put a lot of trust into the hitting coaches to implement those things and put their own touch and their own twist on things. Chucky's done a great job here, and Deli and I have been very pleased so far.
How fun is it to see, because obviously there's so much planning that goes into the off season of what a season's going to look like, what you're going to work on with guys. How fun is it to see it all come together and work out in a great way?
Oh, absolutely. And that's really kind of a product of having good coaches in place and good systems in place. And again, just kind of giving them some autonomy to say, hey, here's what we want to do with this individual or with this group of guys in this time frame, in this time period, and put your own twist on it and see what you can come up with and see what you can get done. And it's been really fun to see, especially here with what Chucky and Christian have done, and see the guys taking off. It's fun to follow from afar. And like I said, it's always fun to get in here and see it up close in person.
Well, it's always fun when there's 75 runs in a 10-game span, franchise record-setting stolen base marks, home runs all over the place. That has to be make you feel like the future's real bright in this Brewers organization.
No doubt. At the end of the day, you know, run production, we want to put barrels on the ball on a line, and they've done a good job of doing that here. And again, like the staff here has done a great job of kind of creating the direction for these guys and letting the players put their own twist on it and do it their own way. And it's cool to see it come alive.
You moved into the pro side just recently to a lengthy college coaching career, but in your third year in the Brewers organization. How much have you enjoyed it working in your role now 2 years as the assistant hitting coordinator?
I've loved it. It was a bit of a transition coming from the college game to the pro game, spending my first year in Carolina as a hitting coach, and then Transitioning over to the coordinator's office with Brent Del Chiaro. It's really been a blessing. He's been such a great guy to work for and work with. I've learned a lot from him and continue to do so. It's a challenge and it's educational. And it's a blast, man. And it really makes a difference. You know, the people that you work with and you work for really, really make a difference. And so I've been fortunate so far up and down throughout the organization to just be with and around and learn from great people.
What has that transition looked like going from college head coach to single-A hitting coach to now assistant hitting coordinator?
That's a good question. So as a college head coach, it was more of a kind of a global perspective, a macro view of things, and hands-on everything type of deal. And then as a hitting coach in Carolina, my first year there in 2021, it was kind of get rid of all the extra stuff and take a really, really deep dive into hitting and the day-to-day work with the players in that one area. And so it went from really wide and really macro to really micro and really deep, and then now transitioning kind of out of the day-to-day coaching role and into the assistant coordinator role. It's been a step back into that kind of macro view, more global perspective. So it's been pretty cool to go back and forth. And again, it's been a great experience, a great learning experience, challenging. And, you know, just to be surrounded with good support makes a world of difference.
Is it weird to not have to do any recruiting anymore?
It's not weird at all. It's great. I'm not going to lie. The recruiting landscape in college baseball right now seems to be a bit over my head and a bit of a mess, and so I'm not complaining that I don't have to keep up with that anymore. A lot of kudos to the guys who do, because it's a tough job.
This is a system with a lot of young and very talented hitters, but a lot of young guys, especially here in Biloxi. I talk with manager Mike Guerrero all the time. We talk about it. This is the youngest hitting lineup in AA. How much does your college experience and your college coaching help on the transition side with the younger guys around the organization?
You know, I think it's more of a relationship thing, right? If you're going to build anything good with anyone worthwhile and of value, you've got to get to know the person, and you got to build some relationships and build some trust. And at the end of the day, I think if our priorities are in line individually, and we have the player's best interest at heart and the organization's best interest at heart, then it makes decisions easy. And as long as the players know that your main objective is to help them improve and help them progress in their career, then those relationships go a long way, and I think it makes the job a lot easier and a lot more enjoyable.
Prior to your coaching career, you did have a bit of a playing career. You played college baseball for 4 years. Then you went to Belgium, played for a team called the Brussels Kangaroos, which is a wild name for a team in Belgium. What was that experience like playing abroad?
Oh, it was a great experience. I got lucky with that group and that location, and host families sometimes can be hit or miss, and I hit the jackpot with mine. And so, you know, it was kind of my way out. It was my farewell tour. I knew my playing career was coming to an end, and I knew my coaching career was right around the corner, and just kind of looked at it as the game's way of paying me back at the time and giving me a valuable life experience. So it was a blast. I still stay in touch with my host family and some of my teammates and friends from out there. So it was a great experience. At the end of the day, it helped me transition from player to coach, and something I always look back on with good memories.
Well, E.T., thanks much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your time, Biloxi. Enjoy the seafood.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Barons at 6:35.
Big time thank you to Eric Thyssen for joining us as today's pregame interview. We're getting sent first pitch here in game number 3 of a 6-game set between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Shuckers enter today at 47-45, and they'll send one of their star pitchers to the hill. It's the righty Carlos Rodriguez that makes his 18th start of the year, 5-3 with a 2.69 ERA. He struck out 106 in just 80 1/3 innings, and opponents are hitting just 186 against him. That is the lowest batting average against out of any qualified pitcher across the entirety of AA. On the other side of things, it's the righty Jonathan Cannon, who enters today as the 9th best prospect in the system, as reported by MLB Pipeline, 0-0 with an ERA of 7 here in AA. Makes his 17th start of the year between Birmingham and Winston-Salem in High A. So far in AA, 2 starts, 9 innings, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .324 against him. The biggest news of the day in the Shuckers lineup: Tyler Black will move to first base for the first time in his career. He has spent all of this year as a third baseman. The Shuckers will move him to first tonight. And you got to think that has to be in line with what the Brewers are doing at the big league level. They traded today for Carlos Santana, who is set to be a free agent at the end of this year. Tyler Black could very well be an option for Milwaukee at first in the near future. Black leads it off. Jackson Churio bats second. He's DHing today. On the other side of things, pretty much the same lineup for the Barons. They've made a roster move. Andy Atwood has been promoted from High A and rejoins the Barons after hitting .132 with them in a stint earlier this year. Shuckers set to take the field behind Carlos Rodriguez, who has been an absolute star here in 2023. He'll look to continue the good times here against the Barons. This has been today's Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. First pitch comes your way next from MGM Park on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first, war in the pitch, and that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro, a terrific relay in the air towards Thornton, where he dives, got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss, he's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Curry swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run.
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a 2-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6.
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for first pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
Welcome inside MGM Park on a Thursday night. The Biloxi Shuckers set to take on the Birmingham Barons here at MGM Park. And boy, is it a beautiful night for baseball. 89 degrees and sunny. Wind in from right at 10 miles an hour as the star, Carlos Rodriguez, takes the hill for Biloxi. 5-3 with a 2.69 ERA. David Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday night. Shuckers trying to build off of what has been back-to-back wins and 8 wins in their last 10, tied with 3 other teams for the best record over their last 10 in the entirety of AA. The righty Carlos Rodriguez is on the hill. He'll face a lineup that starts off with the lefty Terrell Tatum. Moises Castillo bats second. Alexander Womack bats in the 3 spot. Xavier Fernandez behind him. Then it's Joelky Cespedes, Adam Hackenberg, Ben Norman, Taylor Snyder, and Andy Atwood. The big news on the defensive side of things is that Tyler Black today is set to make his first career start at first base. He's been working on it for about the past week with the Shuckers coaching staff, led by manager Mike Guerrero, who's worked extensively with Black at first. He'll make his debut at the position tonight as the lefty Tatum steps in against the righty Rodriguez, and we're just about ready to go. First pitch on a Thursday night is a fastball called strike one. That one comes in at 91 from Rodriguez. Tatum hitting 213 this year. First pitch time, by the way, 639, 89 and sunny here in Biloxi. The 0-1 pitch. He swings and lifts it out to left. Collins drifts back a couple steps at the warning track towards the wall. He leaps, makes the catch with a step to spare, and retires Tatum for the first out. Time to set the defense for Biloxi. Isaac Collins is in left. Lamar Sparks is in center. Carlos Rodriguez is in right. Xavier Warren's at third. Ethan Murray is at short. Felix Valerio's at second. Tyler Black's at first, and Wes Clark is behind the plate. Rodriguez delivers. Castillo takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 92. Castillo, right-handed bat, hitting 232 this year with a 322 OBP. The 0-1 pitch. He takes away, and the count evens 1-1. Last time out for Rodriguez was an appearance that was one of his shortest of the year, just 45 pitches and 3 1/3 innings. That was the game last Friday against Montgomery that got delayed due to rain in the 4th inning. 1-1 pitch. Curveball misses up high, and the count goes to 2-1. But Rodriguez has been excellent. Near the top of the leaderboards in multiple categories across all of AA. 2-1 delivery. Castillo swings and chops it foul, third base side. The count evens 2-2. He's worked in a fastball, curveball, slider, changeup, and a cutter this year. The curveball comes in at 2 different speeds. He's got a harder curveball and then a slow curve that trickles in at around 78, 79 miles an hour. The 2-2 delivery. Just misses with a slider off the outside corner at 82. The count goes full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez, though, in that start last time out, allowed just 3 hits and 3 1/3. No walks and 3 strikeouts. 3-2 pitch. Castillo takes away. Cutter at 88. It's a 1-out walk. Brings up the righty, Alexander Womack. 1-on, 1-out. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Just underway between the Shuckers and the Barons. Barons roster set to look just a little bit different in the coming days. White Sox made a big-time trade last night. Acquired Edgar Caro and Kai Bush from the Angels. The pitch. Womack takes a slider for strike one. That one at 87. Bush and Caro have both played extensively with the Rocket City Trash Pandas this year. Caro's seen the Shuckers quite a couple of times in 2023. The 0-1 pitch. Womack takes away. Count evens 1-1. Meanwhile, the Angels got Lucas Giolito. Pulled Shohei Ohtani off the trade market yesterday. Get Giolito and are off to the races trying to make a playoff push. Pitch home. Misses up and away. Fastball at 91. And the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike.
Lomax hitting a team-high 287 this year, 395 the OBP. The 2-1 pitch. He takes off the inside corner at 92, and the count goes to 3-1. Castillo off first. 3-1 the count with one away here in the top of the first inning. Rodriguez fires. Castillo off to second. Pitch misses away. Ball four. And Womack works a walk. Back-to-back one-out walks. Now puts a runner in scoring position for Xavier Fernandez. Fernandez slots in behind the plate today as the catcher. Hitting 284 this year, 367 OBP, and a team-high 872 OPS. One out, two on. Scoreless game just underway between the Shuckers and the Barons. Rodriguez fires. Fernandez takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez already up to 14 pitches here in the inning, just five strikes. The 1-0 delivery. Fernandez takes a strike, pounds the outer edge at 93, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 delivery. Fernandez. It's a slider for strike two. Nestles in on the outside corner at 86. The count at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Poked foul, first base side, up and out of play. Count of 1-2 with one away. Rodriguez sets. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fernandez swings and lines it towards left. Takes one hop in front of Collins. Castillo gets the wave from third. Collins fakes a throw home and instead throws it into third. It's an RBI single for Fernandez, and it's an early 1-0 lead for Birmingham. Drives in Fernandez's 41st RBI of the year. And brings up the righty, Joelky Cespedes. One nothing Birmingham. Runners on first and second with one out. The pitch home. Cespedes waves and misses. Third ball at 82. Count goes to no balls and one strike. That was the first run allowed by Rodriguez since early July. Allowed a run on July 5th against Pensacola. It's the only one he's allowed here in the month. Pitch home. Cespedes fouls it back. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez comes set. First base side of the rubber with the high blue socks. The 0-2 pitch. Cespedes takes a slider off the outer half at 79. Count goes to 1-2. Cespedes hitting 206 this year. 7 homers, 24 driven in. The 1-2 delivery. Cespedes fouls back a curveball. Count stays at 1-2. With the crowd mic right where the netting is. It's in the netting. It sounds like the ball's going right back into your living room. Like One and two, the count with one away. The pitch home. Cespedes waves and misses. Changeup at 82. Now two away for the righty, Adam Hackenberg. Two outs, two on. Already one in for Birmingham. Righty Hackenberg's next in. The DH today for Birmingham. Hitting 280 this year with a 386 OBP. The pitch misses away. Slider at 86, and the count goes to 1-0. It's a Birmingham team that yesterday didn't really get going on offense until the late innings, and that's been a bit of a theme here in the early going of this six-game set. 1-0 delivery. Hackenberg takes up and away. Count goes to 2-0. They didn't score a run until the fifth inning last night. On Tuesday, they were shut down late, got a couple runs early, but didn't get two in an inning until the fifth. The 2-0 delivery. Hackenberg swings and pops it up out to short center. Valerio's out from second, makes the catch, ends the inning. One run, one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. Tyler Black leads it off in the bottom of the first when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserved level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Into the final of the first inning between the Biloxi Shuckers and the Birmingham Barons. Barons lead it 1-0, and the righty Jonathan Cannon comes out to make his third start here at the AA level. His 17th this year between Birmingham and their high-A affiliate Winston-Salem. Had a 3.59 ERA in 14 starts with the dash. He enters today. 9 innings in AA, an ERA of 7. 3 walks, 6 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .324 against him. It's his first road start here in AA. Last time out, gave up 5 runs on 8 hits in 5 innings against Chattanooga. His debut came back on the 15th of July. Gave up 2 earned runs, 3 total in 4 innings against Pensacola. And he faces the Shuckers offense that starts off with Tyler Black. Jackson Churio bats second. Isaac Collins is in the 3 spot. Wes Clark is behind him. Then it's Xavier Warren, Ethan Murray, Carlos Rodriguez, Lamar Sparks, and Felix Valerio. Black digs in from the left side against the righty Cannon. 6'6", 215-pound right-hander. Cannon's first pitch comes home. Black swings and chops it back up the middle. Castillo gets it at short, fires to first in time. Black's retired for the first out. Gives us a chance to set the defense for Birmingham. Ben Norman's in left. Terrell Tatum's in center. Joelki Cespedes is in right. Third to first around the infield. Taylor Snyder, Moises Castillo, Andy Atwood, and Alessandro Womack with Xavier Fernandez behind the plate. First pitch to the righty Churio. Curveball. Strike one. Cannon's a 4-pitch guy. Fastball, slider, cutter, and a changeup. The 0-1 pitch. Slider misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. Fastball tops out at 96. The former Georgia Bulldog. The 1-1 delivery. Jurio takes off the inside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Jurio's hitting 275 this year, 14 homers, 61 driven in. Cannon delivers. Jurio swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. Counts even 2-2. Jurio reached base a couple times yesterday, including a walk in that ninth inning where the Shockers walked it off. 2-2 pitch. Jess misses off the outside corner at 94. The count goes full. The 3-2 pitch. Jurio takes off the inside corner. Changeup at 87. Draws a walk. Brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins, from the left side. Jurio's at first. One out. Bottom of the first inning. Barons lead the Shockers 1-0. Jurio's off first with 30 stolen bases this year. The pitch called strike inside corner at 93. Count goes 0-1. Jurio and Black both have stolen bases, 30 stolen bases this year. It's the first time two Shockers have had 30 stolen bases in the same season since 2017. The 0-1 delivery. Collins takes up and away. Count evens 1-1. The craziest part is Black has 45, Jurio is 30. We're in the 93rd game of the year, and they have more stolen bases as a pair than 10 different full-season teams in minor league baseball. The 1-1 delivery. Collins takes up and away. The count goes to 2-1. It's a wild thing. 75 stolen bases together. There are 10 teams in single A, high A, double A, and triple A who do not have 75 stolen bases this year as a team. 2-1 delivery. Churio's off to second. Collins rolls it through the left side. A perfect hit and run. And Jurio moves up to third. Norman overruns it. Jurio gets the wave. The throw is cut off by Castillo. Jurio comes home, and it's 1-1. It's a single for Collins. Jurio moves up to third on that single and then comes home on an E7. The Shockers have tied it up at 1. Brings up the righty, Wes Clark. Just about a picture-perfect hit and run. Castillo was pulled towards the second base bag, and Collins put it right through the hole. So the Shockers have tied it up at 1. One away, and the righty, Wes Clark, steps in. Pitch home, curveball, wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-1. Clark is hitting 206 this year with a 354 OBP. The 0-1 pitch misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. That's a big thing with this Shockers team, is there is so much of a threat to steal bases. We've seen it all season long. Check back to first. Collins dives back in. And with that threat comes the ability to do things just like that. Perfect hit and runs. Bring home Jurio from first on a ball that was pretty much hit to short left. 1-1 here in the bottom of the first. The pitch. Clark swings, breaks his bat, hits off the mound, up the middle. It goes under Atwood's glove and deflects off mid-center. Collins goes to third. And the Shockers have runners of the corners. It's an E4 for Atwood.
And
that was just about as room service of a double play as you could have had. And the Shuckers escape it. Now runners in the corners for the switch hitter Xavier Warren. As Xavier Fernandez comes out to the mound. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy breaks it up and brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Warren has been hot. Home run last game, drove in three. A 2-for-4 performance. He's 5 for his last 14 at the plate. Cannon, a long way, now delivers home. Warren swings and shoots it into right center, down for a base hit. Rolls to Tatum. Collins comes home. It's another RBI hit for Xavier Warren this series, and the Shuckers lead it 2-1. That's his fourth RBI in the last two games. Clark's up to second. The Shuckers have picked up right where they left off last night in the ninth inning after tallying a walk-off hit. They've scored two in the inning. Runners at first and second. The righty Ethan Murray is at the plate. The pitch home. Murray takes a strike on the outside corner. Pitch at 90 miles an hour. Murray's hitting 250 this year. 5 homers, 28 driven in. 371 OBP. The pitch. He swings and pops it foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to 0-2. Shuckers have 2 runs off 2 hits and 2 errors here in the inning. Taking advantage of a couple of Barron's mistakes. The pitch. Murray takes up. Count goes to 1-2. The pitch. Murray tips it into Fernandez's glove. For strike three. 95 on the gun from Cannon. His fastest pitch of the day. Now 2 away, and it brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez steps in from the left side, hitting 276 this year. Runners on first and second with 2 outs. The pitch. Curveball lifted down the left field line in foul territory. Norman charges over, and it takes 1 hop and gets up into the seats. Count goes to 0 balls and 1 strike. Cannon picks up his leg and fires. Fastball misses off the inside corner at 93. Count evens 1-1. This has been a lengthy first inning for Cannon. 21 pitches, 13 strikes, 8 out of the zone. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2 balls and 1 strike. Shuckers lead it by a 2-1 score. Clark's at second. Warren's at first. Cannon delivers home. Rodriguez hammers it foul. Left field side out of play. And the count evens 2-2. Just waited back on it a little bit. Tried to serve it out to left. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Cannon delivers. Lefty swings and again shoots it foul. Off the top of the ballpark into the Cloud 7 skybox in the second deck. Fan grabs the baseball. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play. He'll do it again. Cannon comes set at the belt. Checks second. Now delivers. Rodriguez swings and spirals it down the left field line. Again a foul ball. And again, we'll do it again. What an at-bat right now between Carlos Rodriguez and Jonathan Cannon. He's fouled off four straight. One to an eighth pitch here in the at-bat. Shockers lead it 2-1. Warren's at first. Quark's at second. Rodriguez at the plate rocking the bright yellow Nike spikes. Pitch home. Swings and tips it into Fernandez's glove for strike three. That ends the inning. But the Shockers get two runs off two hits, two errors, and lead 2-1. We're through one. Shockers lead it 2-1. Back after this on the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Rodriguez is back on the hill. Faces the bottom three in the order, and it starts off with lefty Ben Norman. First pitch of the inning comes home. Norman takes a strike on the outside corner. The slider at 82. We're joined in the booth by Cecilia Dobbs Walton here on Biloxi Night, the public affairs manager of the city of Biloxi. Cecilia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is exciting.
How much fun has it been tonight to be at the ballpark?
Oh, it's been so exciting. You know, Biloxi Night, seeing all the people from Biloxi, from the city of Biloxi, people just supporting Biloxi. You know, we have a good crowd here, you know, a lot of activity. Shuckers are doing good.
Really, it can't get much better at that point, right?
You got that right. And it's nice, you know, when you're out there in the seats right now, it's kind of overcast. Up here right now, we got a little breeze coming through the window. It's nice.
It's the absolute best way to spend a night at the ballpark,
it
right?
It sure is. It sure is. I, of course, had to get my nachos, you know, and soda, so a lot of good food.
Rodriguez strikes out Norman looking, drops in a curveball at 74, one away, and it brings up the righty, Taylor Snyder. Well, how excited are you guys for tonight, not only to celebrate the Shuckers in the city, but also to celebrate local businesses that right now are lining the concourse?
Oh, that's right. I know when you walk around, you see it. They've got a lot of activity. People are coming and talking. You know, it's just a great way to showcase Biloxi and what all Biloxi has to offer.
And talking about showcasing Biloxi and what it has to offer, the first pitch is a called strike one to Taylor Snyder. That really is your job as public affairs manager to make sure everybody knows about everything that's going on in the city of Biloxi.
How much do you enjoy being in that role?
Oh, I love my job. I love my job. I love informing people about the city of Biloxi. Biloxi is a great place to live, a great place to play. A lot of things to do in Biloxi.
The ground ball to short. Snyder's retired. Nice play from Tyler Black. First time we've seen him get in on the action tonight. Brings up the righty Andy Atwood with two away. Shuckers lead it 2-1. And talking about city events and what's going on, what should people know about of what's going on in the city of Biloxi?
Well, there's always something going on. We have a lot of projects going on. So if you drive around, you can see a lot of things going on. But it's just improving the city, making it one of the best places to live. Mayor Gillage always says Biloxi's safe, friendly, and beautiful. Drive around and you can see that.
Well, talking about driving around and seeing all the beauty, not only is there MGM Park and the Biloxi Strip, but you have the beaches here in Biloxi. There really is something for everyone in this city.
Oh, there is. There is. There's activity. We have family entertainment. We have adult entertainment. We have, of course, baseball, of course. And, I mean, right here, right now, when I'm looking at it, you can see the ocean. I mean, right here from the stadium.
Damn,
that's awesome.
Here in the booth, you can see the ocean. You got the Beau Rivage. You got the Hard Rock. Way out there, you can see Margaritaville, Legends, you can see it all from up here.
You sure can. You definitely can. It's a great place to be. Come out here, watch a game, and get all the views of what Biloxi has to offer. It's fun and it's exciting. There's so many restaurants, so much activity going on. It's just great. And, of course,
well, there's a ground ball back up the middle. Ethan Murray fires the first. Almost a pick by Black. Not able to come up with it. Atwood reaches. Two away, and it brings up the top of the order. You almost got a great play in there.
That's right. I know the Shuckers are doing good. This is fun.
How impactful have the Shuckers been to the city in your time in the mayor's office?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, it's great. You know, and when people come in and visit, it's a great amenity to tell people about. I mean, really, there's not a lot of cities you could go and visit that have a baseball team and a baseball stadium. And this is so nice. And look, as we look out right now, then you see one of the Kiesler planes coming over right here at the stadium. Come here, they get to see all this and experience this, and Biloxi gets to be part of their journey in baseball.
One thing when talking to you, there's so much joy about the city of Biloxi, is it's a single there from Terrell Tatum. It now brings up the righty Moises Castillo with two outs. We're joined in the booth by Cecilia Dobbs Walton of the city of Biloxi, the public affairs manager. What made you want to get into this job with the city of Biloxi?
I love Biloxi, but I love informing the people about what's going on in Biloxi. Not only do we have a lot of amenities, but the city itself is full of culture, full of history. It was once the seafood capital of the world. I mean, again, like you mentioned, we're right here on the waterfront. So much fun, so many activities, so much culture that, I mean, the diversity of people. I've had so many people that will come to City Hall, to tour City Hall, and talk about the hospitality in Biloxi. You know, we have so many different cultures here. We have so many different accents, so much that somebody can experience and gain knowledge of and then enjoy a city and have so much fun. You know, we have great climate and, again, baseball.
It always comes back to baseball, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Because it's great to have. It's a great amenity to have, you know, for people to come. I know when Mayor Gillage has elected officials coming in from different cities, he always wants to talk about the Shuckers and bring them to a game.
When you talk about communities on the Gulf Coast, that really is what makes Biloxi such a special place. There is so much to do.
There is so much to do. And again, I mean, just driving down the beach, I mean, you really can't go very far without finding something you want to stop at. Whether it's like entertainment, whether it's to rent a jet ski and, you know, go out on the beach or go on a shrimping tour and find out about our sea life, there's always something.
Well, where can they find more information about everything you're talking about? Biloxi website, the
yes,
place to go?
Definitely. You can go to our website at biloxi.ms.us. We have information what's going on in the city municipality. We have links to all the activities that are going on, what visitors can enjoy, and, of course, what residents can enjoy.
Well, Cecilia, thanks so much for joining us. Moises Castillo strikes out to end the inning. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you so much.
We're back in a moment. 2-1 Shuckers after an inning and a half on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Lead it 2-1. We end at the bottom of the second inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. One run on two hits and two errors for the Barons. Two runs, two hits, and an error for Biloxi. Righty Lamar Sparks leads it off against the righty Jonathan Cannon, who's into his second inning of work after a lengthy first inning. Pitch to Sparks. Fastball called strike one. That first inning for Cannon, 27 pitches. Making just his third start in Double-A. The pitch to Sparks misses away. Slider at 84, and the count evens 1-1. Sparks is hitting 242 on the year with a 368 OBP. Cannon delivers. Sparks takes a slider. Called strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 1-2. Cannon was promoted to Birmingham after the All-Star break from Winston-Salem, the central part of North Carolina. It's where the White Sox High A affiliate is. 1-2 pitch. Misses up. Count evens 2-2. The interesting thing about the White Sox system is that every affiliate except for the Barons at the full season level is located in the state of North Carolina. The 2-2 delivery. Sparks takes strike three on the outside corner. That's a fastball at 94. One away, and it brings up the righty Felix Bellario. The path for players in the White Sox system is you start in Glendale, which is where their spring training complex is and their complex teams are. Then you go to Kannapolis, Winston-Salem, Birmingham in Alabama, and then back to North Carolina for their AAA team in Charlotte. First pitch to the righty Bellario. He waves and misses. Fastball at 94, and the count goes 0-1. Three strikeouts tonight for Cannon. That's already tied his season high here in Double-A. Three strikeouts in each of his first two starts. 0-1 pitch. Looks a slider away. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Valerio's hitting 232 this year, two homers, 18 driven in, and a 299 OBP. The 2-1 delivery. Valerio takes inside, almost gets him on the hand. The count goes to 3-1. Valerio steps back in. Cannon stands tall on the hill. Now picks up his left leg and comes home. Valerio swings and hits it on one hop. Snyder tries to backhand it. It hops over his glove and into left. Valerio rounds first, stops there. Norman fires it in. It's a single for Valerio. Snaps a two-game hitless streak. And it's back to the top of the order and the lefty Tyler Black. One on, one out. 2-1 Shuckers here on the bottom of the second inning. Up comes what is now the probably fastest first baseman in the entirety of the Southern League. Black's in the leadoff spot. Cannon delivers. Black takes a strike. Pitch it. 80 miles an hour. Count goes to no balls and one strike. That was the slider from Cannon. The 0-1 pitch. Black swings and lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. The count goes 0-2. Black rounded out to short back in the first inning. A guy that has just had a terrific year here in Double-A. He's limited to under 70 games last year due to injury. He's exploded in 2023. And leads the Southern League in OBP. Top five in OPS. Check back to first. Valerio slides back in. Just ahead of Womack's tag. No balls, two strikes, one out. Shuckers lead it 2-1. Chad, another check back to first. Again, Valerio's back in time. Black digs back in. He's rocking the white Nike cleats. A little bit of blue wrist tape. Cannon's 0-2 pitch. Black waves and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94. That fastball's humming today from Cannon. Two away, and it brings up the righty Churio. Each of Cannon's last four outs have come via the strikeout. Now brings up the righty Churio. Man on first with two away. 2-1 Shuckers here on the bottom of the second inning. Third game of a six-game set. Shuckers have won each of the first two. The pitch to Churio. Checks his swing. Home plate umpire says he goes around. Count goes 0-1. Behind the plate tonight is Joe McCarthy. Macon Hammond is at first, and Tom O'Neill is the third base umpire. Valerio a big lead. The pitch. Churio swings and lifts it out to left. Norman goes back at the warning track at the 350 sign. Looks up, and it's off the billboard. A two-run shot from Churio, his team leading 15th of the year, and it's 4-1 Shuckers. Churio's into the dugout with 15 homers and 63 driven in at 19 years old. Shuckers now lead it by three, and it brings up Isaac Collins. What a special month Jackson Churio is having. Pitch home, called strike one on the outside corner. Churio gets his first hit of the series, and what a way to do it. 95 off the bat. The pitch misses up and away, and the count evens 1-1. Time to fire up Kurt Hogg's Twitter, Brewers reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that will always tweet out whenever Jackson Churio homers. 1-1 pitch. Takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. It's like clockwork on Brewers Twitter whenever Churio homers. It's always a good thing to see if you're a Shuckers fan. 2-1 delivery. Collins swings and rolls it to second. Atwood gets it, fires to Womack at first in time, and that ends the inning. But the Shuckers scored two on two hits, no errors, and don't strain anybody. Jackson Churio's 15th of the year makes it 4-1 after two. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit Seals Tire. SealsTires.com.
Signs, printing, vinyl. Get all your marketing materials in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in Gulfport. It's easy to coordinate eye-catching color printing, signage, and vehicle graphics with one stop. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in downtown Gulfport for business cards, posters, brochures, signage, and vehicle vinyl. Your marketing materials all in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First. 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport. Give us a call today at 864-4401.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Alexander Lomax set to dig in. Before we go any further, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
First pitch of the inning is a called strike one. Welcome back to MGM Park on the Mississippi coast. Javik Blake back with you. Alexander Womack leads it off. Shuckers lead it 4-1 here in the top of the third inning. They've scored two runs in each of the first two innings. Pitch home. Womack shoots it foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Rodriguez has three strikeouts tonight, including two in the second inning. End the inning on a beautiful slow curveball that Moises Castillo swung right over. Womack walked back in the first inning. The pitch just misses low. Changeup at 85. Count at one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and lines it back up the middle. Rodriguez jumps over it. Valerio backhands it behind second, fires to first, and Womack retired for the first out. One away, and it brings up the righty Xavier Fernandez. 4-1 Shuckers here in the top of the third inning. Reminder, fans, you can join in on the broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from tonight. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Fernandez had an RBI single to left back in the first inning. Played the Barons' only run of the night. Rodriguez delivers. Fernandez waves and misses. Changeup at 85. He's expecting something just a bit harder. Swings right through it. The 0-1 pitch. Fernandez waves and misses. Another changeup at 85. And the count goes to 0-2. This at-bat has been nothing but low changeups to Fernandez. He swung right through both of them. One out, nobody on. Rodriguez works on the first base side of the rubber against the righty Fernandez. Now the pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball at 80. Four strikeouts tonight for Rodriguez. And brings up the righty Joelky Cespedes. Four strikeouts tonight. Three of them on that curveball from Rodriguez. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout. Strikeout and a changeup back in the first inning. Pitch home, chopped foul, third base side. Count goes to 0-1. The pitch home. Wave and a miss. Curveball at 75, and the count goes to 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two away. 4-1 Shuckers here in the top of the third inning with nobody on. The pitch. Cespedes waves and misses. Curveball off the outside corner at 75, and that ends the inning. Five strikeouts in three innings from Rodriguez, and the Barons are scoreless here in the third. We're through 2.5, 4-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Valley Live.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Leads it off in the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers lead it 4-1 over the Birmingham Barons. Javik Blake back with you from MGM Park. Righty Jonathan Cannon is into his third inning of work. Shuckers have tagged him for four runs off four hits. Barons have helped him out with two errors. Cannon faces the righty Quark for the second time today. First pitch of the inning. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Clark reached on one of those errors back in the first inning. Helped put runners in the corners before Xavier Warren drove home Biloxi's second run of the night. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and lifts it down the right field line. Tails foul and out of play. Count evens 1-1. Clark digs back in. Cannon with the glove over the head. Comes home. Clark swings and lifts it into center. Down for a base hit. Tatum, the center fielder, is over. Clark has now reached base in 12 straight. And it brings up the switch hitter, Xavier Warren. Warren's a switch hitter. Digs in from the left side against the righty Cannon. Warren brought home a run back in the first inning to continue what has just been a real hot last 24 hours. First pitch, curveball misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Last night, Warren went 2-for-4, but had three runs driven in the first three innings. Two-run homer in the first inning. Pitch home. Takes low. Count goes to 2-0. Warren is trying to get the average back up over 200. It's been down as low as in the 170s. Right now above 200. Pitch home. He swings and bloops it out to right. Cespedes tracks over towards right center. Gets under it. Makes the catch. Warren's retired for the first out. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. One on, one out in the bottom of the third inning. Shuckers lead the Barons 4-1. Murray's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Clark takes a short lead off first. Cannon delivers. Murray takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Murray's a guy who grew up in Crozet, Virginia. Small town outside of Charlottesville. 1-0 delivery. Takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. But he attended the Miller School of Admiral, a private high school in Charlottesville, where he was teammates with the Barons' Adam Hackenberg, who is the DH tonight for Birmingham. Caught the first two games of this series. 2-0 delivery. Murray takes low, and the count goes to 3-0. And their high school baseball coach, which makes the story even more fun, it was Billy Wagner, former New York Met reliever. Had quite the case for membership in the Hall of Fame. Pitch home, called a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Not only was Wagner their high school coach, but Wagner was their coach all throughout Little League. So growing up, Murray's baseball coach was, well, just a guy who was a reliever in the big leagues for a number of years. 3-1 delivery. Called strike two on the outside corner. Fastball at 91. Murray said playing for him in high school was an incredible experience. Said there was no better way to prepare him for pro ball than playing for a guy who had a lengthy pro ball career. 3-2 delivery. Murray swings and shoots it foul. First base side out of play. We'll do it again. He said his favorite memory in high school with Wagner was winning the 2017 Virginia State title. Wagner had built up the program for a number of years, and it finally culminated in a state title during Murray's high school career. Pitch home, Clark off to second. Murray lifts it out to left. Norman under it, makes the catch. And Clark heads back to first. Now two away for Rodriguez. Murray also said another memory, not one of his favorite memories, but a memory, was the sheer amount of running they had to do. And anyone who played high school baseball knows running is a part of high school baseball, whether it's running poles or circuits or first to thirds in practice. A lot of conditioning involved. Lefty Rodriguez up with two outs, man on first, pitch home, popped foul, first base side, out of play. Count goes to no balls and one strike. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. 4-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the third inning. Clark takes his lead off first. Cannon comes set. Now the pitch. Rodriguez swings and rolls it foul. First base side all the way to the Shuckers bullpen. Max Lazar is there to grab it. Count at no balls and two strikes with two outs. Cannon delivers. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-2. Cannon's pitch count really up there for the first 2 2/3 innings. About to throw his 65th pitch of the night. It comes home. Rodriguez swings and lays into it towards center. Tatum tracks back, puts his back to the wall, and makes the catch. Tires Rodriguez for the final out. In the inning, no runs off one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. For the first time tonight, the Shuckers do not score a run in an inning. 4-1 after three. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Line.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Adam Hackenberg leads it off into the top of the fourth inning. 4-1 Shuckers over the Barons. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live. The righty Carlos Rodriguez faces the righty Adam Hackenberg. First pitch popped up. Out behind second. Murray, his high school teammate, is over towards second. Makes the catch behind the bag. And Hackenberg's retired for the first out. Hackenberg and Murray, both teammates in the Miller School of Admiral in Charlottesville, Virginia. Brings up the lefty, Ben Norman. Also gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. Bottom of the fifth inning, Pensacola leads the M-Braves 1-0. Top four, Smokies lead Rocket City by a 3-2 score. The pitch, bunt shown, called strike one. Even as Norman pulls it back. Top of the fifth inning, Montgomery leads Chattanooga by a 9-2 score. Here, Shuckers lead it 4-1, and Carlos Rodriguez has five strikeouts in the first three and a third innings. The pitch, Norman waves and misses. Changeup at 84. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch, wave and a miss, spirals away. It's a changeup off the outside corner at 82, and Carlos Rodriguez is dealing. Six strikeouts in 3 2/3. It brings up the righty Taylor Snyder with two away. Rodriguez is just putting together a superstar season here in Biloxi. Up to 112 strikeouts this year. Pitch home. Fastball called strike one. That is one strikeout away from tying Joe Boyle for the most by any pitcher in the Southern League. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball misses low, and the count evens 1-1. And the craziest thing for Rodriguez is the efficiency. He's thrown just 56 pitches, even with six strikeouts. The 1-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. It was a changeup at 84. Snyder's 0-for-1 today, grounded out to short back in the second inning. The 2-1 pitch, Snyder takes away. Curveball at 77. Might be the first time Rodriguez has thrown it over the last three innings, and someone has not swung at that pitch. The last one who didn't was Ben Norman back in the second, and that was the pitch that dropped in for strike three. The 3-1 pitch, Snyder waves and misses. Changeup at 85, and the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. Rodriguez one strikeout away from tying Joe Boyle for the Southern League lead with 113 strikeouts in 2023. The 3-2 pitch, chopped foul, third base side, rattles off the sidewall. And here the fence rattle. Count stays at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. The righty Rodriguez sets. Now the pitch, curveball, fouled off Clark's gear. We'll do it again. Rodriguez comes set. Another 3-2 pitch. Dribbled up the first baseline. Rodriguez charges over, grabs it, takes it to first all by himself. And he's completed four terrific innings tonight. He's retired seven straight. We're through 3.5. 4-1 Biloxi. Back to MGM Park after this. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh, yeah!
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Lamar Sparks steps up to face the righty Jonathan Cannon. Into the bottom of the fourth inning, Shuckers lead the Barons 4-1. Javik Blake back with you from MGM Park. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday night. Cannon delivers home. Sparks takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Count goes to 1-0. Cannon's pitch count has gone way up through three. About through his 65th pitch of the night. The pitch. Looks a slider away. Count goes to 2-0. He's allowed four runs on five hits and a two-run homer from Jackson Churio. Sparks struck out looking against him back in the second. Part of three straight strikeouts from Cannon. Pitch home. Takes away and the count goes to 3-0. Last start, walks were not the issue for Cannon. Bit of an issue in the first start. He walked three in his debut. Pitch home, misses away. And it's a four-pitch walk to start the inning. His second walk of the day. And it brings up Felix Valerio. But Cannon's also a guy who has not thrown on the road in quite some time. Catcher Xavier Fernandez calls time, and he broke his catching glove. The Barons staff has to do quick work. Quickly switches it out for a new one. It's a tan catcher's glove instead of a jet black catcher's glove. Now the Barons staff have to figure out how to fix Fernandez's catching glove. Man on first, nobody out. The pitch to Valerio. He swings and lifts it out towards center. Tatum comes in a couple steps. Makes the catch. Sparks sprints back to first. Valerio is retired for the first out. One out, one on. 4-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Tyler Black steps in from the left side. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a ground out. Sparks takes his lead off first. Cannon comes set. Now the pitch. Black takes strike one on the outside corner. Tyler Black, one of a couple of Canadians at MGM Park tonight. He's made a good friend with Jamie on the cleaning staff, who hails from right outside where Black grew up in Toronto. Check back to first. Sparks dives back in. In honor of Canada Day, Jamie got Black a little bit of a goodie bag. It was filled with various Canadian candy, Coffee Crisp, and O'Henry. Asked Black about it. He was very happy. Only thing was, first the 0-1 pitch, he lifts it foul, out of play, third base side, and the count goes to 0-2. It did not include his favorite candy, which is Maynard's Fuzzy Peaches. So when Black got home from the road trip in Montgomery, sitting in his locker in the clubhouse was a bag of Maynard's Funny Peaches. Black had half it before he left the ballpark. A little bit of a taste from home for the Canadian. 0-2 pitch. Black swings and pops it up. Out toward short left. Castillo is out. Norman, the left fielder, in. Makes the catch. Retires Black for the second out. Brings up Jackson Churio with two away. Man on first, 4-1 Biloxi in the fourth. Cannon, a long set, now delivers. Churio takes a slider off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Last time up for Churio was his 15th homer of the year. He's trying to become the first 2020 player as a teenager in the high minors since Delman Young did it. Pitch home. Takes up. Count goes to 2-0. Be the first since Delman Young did it back in 2005 with the Montgomery Biscuits. Churio is already very okay with the stolen base part of the equation. He has 30. Right now sitting on 15 homers. 2-0 delivery. He takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 3-0. The pitch. Churio takes all the way, and it's the second four-pitch walk of the inning. Now brings up the switch hitter, Isaac Collins, with runners at first and second. One of the interesting things for Cannon, this is just the way the schedule has shaken out. This is the first time he's pitched on the road in a month. Last time was on June 27th against the Aberdeen Ironbirds. That's the high A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. The pitch to Collins. He takes low. Count goes to 1-0. Since that start a month ago, every start since has been at home. Until tonight, the first time he's pitched with gray pants on in the double-A level. The 1-0 delivery. Collins takes inside, jumps out of the way. It was a fastball at 91. Count goes to 2-0. Collins is 1-for-2 today with a single. Single came back in the first inning. Cannon delivers. Misses away. Throw back to second. Sparks back in time. And the count goes to 3-0. That's not something you see very often. Fernandez popped up and checked back to second. Sparks was taking a pretty big lead. But even still, that's not something you see very often. 3-0 the count. Seven straight have missed out of the zone. The 3-0 pitch. Called strike. Fastball at 91 on the inside corner. Cannon's 3-1 pitch. Called strike two. Fastball at 91. Cannon about to throw his 81st pitch of the night. Already up above 80 pitches, and he hasn't even been through four innings yet. The 3-2 pitch, both runners go, and misses inside ball four, and they're loaded up for Wes Clark. Collins to first, Churio to second, Sparks to third. And the Shuckers have 65 combined stolen bases on the base paths. For Wes Clark with two outs. Brings out the pitching coach, Danny Farquhar. 4-1 Shuckers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Farquhar, a former big league pitcher, ended his career back in 2018 with the Chicago White Sox, officially retired in 2019. Farquhar walks back to the dugout. Farquhar made 253 appearances in his big league career. Including a couple of big seasons with the Seattle Mariners and the Tampa Bay Rays. Clark steps in with two outs, bases loaded. Cannon fires. Clark takes strike one at the knees. Shuckers lead it 4-1. Four runs on five hits and one error. One run, two hits, two errors for Birmingham. The pitch misses low. Count evens 1-1. Collins at first, Churio at second, Sparks at third. A ton of speed on the base paths right now. 1-1 delivery. Clark takes strike two. Fastball at 92 on the outside corner. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. He swings and fouls it straight back. We'll do it again. One and two the count with two away. Cannon trying to work around three walks in the inning. The pitch home. Clark takes up. Count evens 2-2. Cannon sets the belt. The 2-2 pitch. Misses low. Slider at 84, and the count goes full with two outs. Base is loaded. Sparks at third. Churio at second. Collins at first. All three will be off with the pitch. Cannon's walked two straight. He's walked three in the inning. The 3-2 pitch, runners go, misses up, ball four, and he walks in a run. Sparks' 47th RBI of the year. Sparks crosses home, Churio to third, Collins to second, and it's a 5-1 Shuckers lead, and that brings out the manager, Lorenzo Bundy. Cannon's done after 3 2/3 innings, and leaves him loaded for the Barons' bullpen. 5-1 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shockers Radio Network and Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Well, looky here, Hi, what do we have? Another pretty thing ready for me to grab. But little does she know that I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing, 'cause at the end of the night, it is her I'll be holding. I love you so, hey, that's what you'll say.
Welcome back to MGM Park. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Bases loaded with two outs, 5-1 Shuckers over the Barons. And the righty, Yoelvin Sylvan, into the game to relieve the righty, Jonathan Cannon. He inherits a bases-loaded situation as the switch hitter Xavier Warren steps in from the left side against the righty, Sylvan. First pitch, wave and a miss. Curveball at 82. And the count goes to no balls and one strike. Sylvan makes his 29th appearance of the year. 7.2 ERA in 40 innings pitched, 20 walks, 45 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .288 against him. Sylvan steps off. A 6'1", 195-pound righty out of Samana in the Dominican Republic. The pitch, Warren takes inside. Count evens, 1-1. Shuckers have walked four times in this inning. They've driven home a run without a hit. Quark at first, Collins at second, Churio at third. The pitch, Warren rolls it through the left side, in a left for a base hit. Churio comes home, Collins rounds the corner and comes in. It's a two RBI single from Xavier Warren. Shuckers lead it 7-1. It's a multi-hit night for Warren. He's now driven in three, and he's up to 40 runs driven in this year. Now brings up Ethan Murray with runners on first and second. Two away. That was nothing more than just good hitting for Warren. Put it right between Snyder and Castillo on the left side. Drives in two. The pitch to Murray. He waves and misses. Slider at 84, and the count goes 0-1. That's now seven hits for Warren in his last six games. The average now well above 200 after coming into today at 198. Pitch home. He swings and serves it out to right. Cespedes tracks back at the warning track, makes the catch a step shy of the wall, and retires Murray for the final out. He put a charge into it and batted it down. And it ends the inning. But the Shuckers score three runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on. We're through four. It's 7-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Signs, printing, vinyl. Get all your marketing materials in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in Gulfport. It's easy to coordinate eye-catching color printing, signage, and vehicle graphics with one stop. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in downtown Gulfport. For business cards, posters, brochures, signage, and vehicle vinyl. Your marketing materials all in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First. 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport. Give us a call today at 864-4401.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast.
To the top of the fifth inning. Shuckers lead the Barons 7-1. Back at MGM Park. Champion Flake back with you. Thanks so much for joining us on your Thursday night. Rodriguez faces the righty Andy Atwood. Pitch home. Atwood swings and rolls it to third. Warren grabs it on the run. Fires to first. Stretch from Black. It's in time. And Atwood's retired for the first out. Zach Venaro right now is getting warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Rodriguez's pitch count just at 63 pitches. I think the Shuckers would like to get him through five here. Faces Tatum, who steps in from the left side. 7-1 Shuckers here in the top of the fifth. The pitch home. Tatum waves and misses. Changeup at 84. And the count goes to 0-1. By the way, a couple of hellos on the text of the booth line. A big hello to Kane and Sarah, who are tuning in tonight. And another big hello to Matt, who's also tuning in. Pitch home, misses away. Count evens 1-1. If you want to get in on the text of the booth line, text the booth at 601-514-0776 and say hello. The 1-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Shuckers lead it 7-1 here in the top of the fifth. The 2-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Tatum is 1-for-2 today. Single back in the second inning. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss for strike three. It's Rodriguez's seventh of the night. His 113th on the season to tie Joe Boyle for the lead in the Southern League. Now two away, and it brings up the righty Moises Castillo. The pitch. Castillo takes the curveball on the inside corner for strike one. That pitch today from Rodriguez has been filthy. He has seven strikeouts. Five of them are on that curveball. The other two were off the changeup. The pitch. Called strike. Outside corner, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. One strike away from becoming the Southern League leader in strikeouts. Hunting for his eighth tonight. Trying to work through five innings. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball, wave and a miss. Carlos Rodriguez is your new Southern League strikeout leader. He strikes out the final two here in the fifth, and the Shuckers lead it 7-1 after four and a half. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 7-1 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows that's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
That's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
And Sylvan is back to the hill for Birmingham. The end of the bottom of the fifth inning. Shuckers lead it 7-1 over Birmingham. Rodriguez, Sparks, and Valerio do up. Bottom three in the order against the righty Sylvan. Sylvan enters for his first full inning of work. Inherited the bases loaded in two outs back in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch. Rodriguez takes low. Count goes to 1-0. He allowed two of the three inherited runners to score, which finalizes the line for Jonathan Cannon. Allows seven runs on five hits and three and two-thirds. The pitch. Rodriguez chops it back up the middle. Castillo's there. The shortstop fires to first in time. Rodriguez is retired for the first down. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks digs in from the right side. One out, nobody on. Sylvan delivers. Fastball called strike one. Shuckers have seven runs on six hits. They've been helped out by five walks and two Barron's errors. Pitch home, misses up. Count evens 1-1. Zach Vinaro continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Makes you think the day is likely done for Carlos Rodriguez. 1-1 pitch. Curveball called strike. Outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. And if it is, Rodriguez ends the day as the new Southern League strikeout leader with 114 strikeouts in just 85 and a third innings. The 1-2 pitch. Slider popped foul first base side. Womack, the first baseman, over towards the railing. Runs out of room and it drops down out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Sylvan's 1-2 delivery. Sparks swings and lifts it. Foul territory first base side. Womack's over towards the railing. And again, it drops down out of play. Count stays at 1-2. The 1-2 delivery. Sparks fouls a slider back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Sylvan originally started his career out as a starter in the Dominican Summer League back in 2018. Pitch home. Sparks takes a slider away. Checks his swing. First base umpire Macon Hammond says he does not go. Counts even 2-2. He then transitioned into a relief role when he came to the United States in 2019. 13 relief appearances with the AZL White Sox. 2-2 pitch. Sparks chops it on the ground. Third base side foul. Count stays at 2-2. 2023 is his third year in Double-A. Reached it in 2021 after splitting the season between Kannapolis, Winston-Salem, and Birmingham. Last year, 36 appearances and a 7.7 ERA with the Barons. This year, 28 appearances and a 7.2 ERA with the Barons. Sylvan's 2-2 pitch. Sparks takes up and in. The count goes to 3-2. One out. Sylvan fires. Sparks waves and misses. Slider at 82. Sylvan has his first strikeout of the day. Second out of the inning, and it brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Valerio's 1-for-2 today. Righty-righty matchup. Pitch home. Curveball, called strike one. 7-1 Shuckers here on the bottom of the fifth inning. Two outs, nobody on. Sylvan delivers. Curveball. Valerio fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. Sylvan's 0-2 pitch. Fastball rolled to short. Second baseman Atwood has it. Fires to first in time, and that ends the inning. So 1-2-3, fifth inning from Sylvan. We head to the sixth. 7-1 Biloxi. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Hey, everybody. I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast. From simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors, no job is too small. From automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery, Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Further, time to take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Javik Blake back with you. Carlos Rodriguez out. Zach Venero in and faces the righty Alexander Womack. Pitch home. Misses away and the count goes So one ball and no strikes. Womack is 0 for 1 today with a walk and a ground down. The pitch home misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Rodriguez ends his night after five terrific innings. Gives up one run on just two hits. Continues a run of form that has just been terrific in the month of July. 2-0 delivery. Called strike at the knees, and the count goes to 2-1. Over those five innings, he walks two and strikes out eight. Does it all in 71 pitches. The righty delivers home. Womack takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens 2-2.
Easy out. Batter's up.
The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Womack calls time and steps out. Benera steps on the rubber, ready to go. The 3-2 delivery. Womack takes up ball four. Draws his second walk today and brings up the righty Xavier Fernandez. Venaro this year makes his 28th appearance, 5.81 ERA in 26 and a third innings. 21 walks, 31 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .216 against him. Righty Xavier Fernandez steps in. Shockers lead at 7-1. Man on first with nobody out. The pitch. Fernandez takes strike one. Fastball at 95. The pitch. Slider. Pots foul. Out behind home plate and out of play. Now goes to 0-2. Minor fans, that foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 0-2 pitch. Fernandez tips it in a Clark glove for strike three. Slider at 88. Ninth strikeout of the night for Shuckers pitching. First from Venero. Brings up the righty Joelki Cespedes. The pitch home. Chopped on the ground, right side of the infield. Valerio gets it. Can't go to second. Tim goes to first in time. Womack to second. Cespedes is retired. Now two outs. Runner in scoring position. Brings up the righty Adam Hackenberg. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. He swings and fouls it off his front foot. Count evens 1-1. Hackenberg's 0 for 2 today. Two pop-outs, one to second, one to short. The 1-1 delivery misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Clark calls time, quickly runs out to the mound. Shortstop Ethan Murray gets in on the mound meeting. Counts it 2-1 to Hackenberg. 2 outs in the top of the sixth inning with the runner on second. The 2-1 delivery. Hackenberg takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. The fastball at 93 from Venaro. Three balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. The righty delivers home. Misses away, ball 4. Second walk of the inning, and it brings up the lefty, Ben Norman. Pitch home. Norman takes a changeup off the outside corner. Count goes to 1-0. Pitch home. Ground ball right side of the infield. Valerio gets it at second. Goes to Black at first, and that ends the inning. Bonaro walks around 2 walks. Works around him and finishes a clean sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. 2 left on through 5.5. It's 7-1 Shuckers. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Burke comes in for the Barons. We end at the bottom of the sixth inning. Shuckers up 7-1. Top of the order up for Biloxi. And the lefty, Tyler Black. Burke relieves the righty, Yoelvin Silva, who goes an inning and a third. One run, or check that, one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout, and throws 20 pitches. The righty, Burke, comes in to face the lefty, Black, at the top of the order. The pitch home. Black takes up and away. Pops in and out of Fernandez's glove. And the count goes to 1-0. Burke makes his 13th appearance on the year. 17 innings and a 4.76 ERA. 11 walks and 18 strikeouts. The 1-0 delivery. Black fouls it back. And the count evens 1-1. Burke makes his first appearance since Sunday against Chattanooga through a scoreless inning. 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Black whips it out to left center. Tatum over into the gap. settles under it, sticks up the glove, and makes the one-handed catch. Blacks retired for the first down. It brings up the righty, Jackson Churio. Churio digs in. He's raced three times tonight. Two walks and a two-run homer back in the second inning. Burke delivers. Churio takes strike one at the top of the zone. Burke, 25 years old, in his fourth year of pro baseball after attending Georgetown for college. A one delivery. Churio waves and misses. Try to time up a 92-mile-an-hour heater. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Burke comes set. Out of the stretch with no one on. Delivers home. Churio shoots it foul towards the Shuckers dugout into the seats. Count stays at 0-2. That was a hot shot off his bat. No balls, two strikes, one out. Bird comes set, first base side of the rubber. The 0-2 pitch. Churio lifts it out towards center. Tatum charges in. Towards right center, sticks up the glove, makes the catch. Churio's retired. Two away for the switch hitter, Isaac Collins. So far, we've seen a fastball and a curveball from Burke. The curveball's in at about 81, 82 miles an hour. The pitch home. Collins takes the curveball low. The count goes to 1-0. Two outs, nobody on. 7-1 Shuckers here in the sixth. The pitch. He swings and chops it. First base side stays fair. Womack has it underhand to Burke, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We're off to the seventh. 7-1 Shuckers. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seals Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seals has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit SealsTires.com.
Signs, printing, vinyl. Get all your marketing materials in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in Gulfport. It's easy to coordinate eye-catching color printing, signage, and vehicle graphics with one stop. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in downtown Gulfport. For business cards, posters, brochures, signage, and vehicle vinyl. Your marketing materials all in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First. 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport. Give us a call today at 864-4401.
Snyder steps up to the plate from the left side against the righty, Zach Venaro. Righty Snyder leads off the top of the seventh inning. Shuckers lead it 7-1 here in the third game of a six-game set. A win tonight would mean the Shuckers would ensure at least a split in the series. First pitch, fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers would also have a chance to go for the series win tomorrow. after a series win last week against the Montgomery Biscuits. Pitch home. Misses low and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. Bernardo's out for his second inning of work. Worked around two walks in the sixth inning for a scoreless frame. The pitch, wave and a miss. Fastball at 93 in the outer half. The count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Ground ball, foul. Back towards the Barons dugout in the third base side. And the count evens 2-2. Snyder back into the box. 0-2 today. The pitch. Ground ball left side of the infield. Murray charges, grabs it at short, fires the first in time. Snyder's retired. One away, and it brings up the righty, Andy Atwood. Gives us a chance to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers organization. As always, plan your visit today at visitowa.com. It is a packed day around the org. Everybody's playing top to bottom in the organization. In the DSL, a lot of rain in the Dominican Republic today. Brewers 1 was postponed. Pitch home. Atwood takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. Meanwhile, Brewers 2 and the DSL Braves were suspended in the top of the third inning in a game tied at 1. They'll complete it on August 3rd, next time the two teams face each other. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-0. Meanwhile, Brewers won. Game 2 of their doubleheader got postponed. They completed a game that was suspended on July 17th. Brewers won it 3-1 over Guardians Red. Pitch home, wave and a miss. Count goes to 2-1. Another final in AAA. The Norfolk Tides take down the Nashville Sounds 5-3. Sounds now at 53-44 on the year. Pitch home. Misses low and away. Count goes to 3-1. Big league teams off, which means everything else in action is what's left in the form system. Bottom two, the ACL Brewers and the ACL Reds are knotted at 2. Timber Rattlers a chance to walk it off. 2-2 against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Pitch home, misses away, and it's a 5-pitch walk to Atwood. Brings up the top of the order. The other game in action, Carolina Mudcats up 11-2 against the Columbia Fireflies. They're in the bottom of the ninth inning at Segra Stadium. Brings up the lefty, Terrell Tatum, at the top of the order. Tatum is 1-3 tonight. The pitch, Tatum takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Shockers lead it 7-1, top of the seventh inning in Biloxi. The pitch. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Righty Max Lazar is up in the bullpen for Biloxi. The pitch. Shot foul. Third base side. Above the Barons dugout. Count goes to 2-1. Tatum singled back in the second inning. The last hit recorded by a Barons player. One in the first, one in the second, zero since. The 2-1 pitch. Tatum takes away, and the count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Called strike outside corner at 93, and the count goes to 3-2. Atwood off first. Black holds him on. The 3-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball at 93 on the outside corner. His second strikeout of the day. And it brings up the righty, Moises Castillo. 2 away, man on first. 7-1 Shuckers here in the 7th. The pitch home. Castillo fouls it off his backside, and the count goes 2-1. Mazar continues to get warm in the Shuckers bullpen. Castillo's 0-2 today with a walk and two strikeouts. The pitch. Fastball called strike at the knees, and the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Pinaro's doing a real good job at dotting the zone with that fastball. 0-2 pitch. Slider chopped foul into the Barons dugout in the third base side. Count stays at 0-2. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Pinaro sets, now delivers. Slider misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball misses up and away. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs with the man on first. Shuckers lead it by 6 here in the 7th inning. Venaro delivers. Castillo dribbles it out towards the mound. Murray's in from short, grabs it, fires to first. Black tumbles over, keeps his foot on the bag, and it's in time to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Time to stretch. In Biloxi, 7-1 Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun. Roll out the barrel. We've got the blues out.
Wes Clark digs in as we head to the bottom of the 7th inning. Jampic Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Shuckers 7, Barons 1. Righty Jeremiah Burke continues on. Faces 4, 5, and 6 in this Shuckers order. First up is the righty Wes Clark. 1-2 today. The pitch. Curveball misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Burke delivers, misses up, count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. 2-0 delivery. Clark numbs it up the first baseline. It trickles up the foul line and rolls foul. Count goes to 2-1. Burke was originally drafted in the 17th round of the 2019 draft out of Georgetown. Was originally drafted as a starter. Didn't make the move to a relief role really until this year. Made 6 appearances last year, all 6 starts. 9 starts back in 2021, 8 in 2019 after signing with the White Sox. 2-1 delivery, misses up and in, and the count goes to 3-1. He was terrific earlier this year with the Winston-Salem Dash in high A. 2.63 ERA in 24 innings and 11 appearances. Really been a bulk guy this year. 3-1 pitch. Clark swings and chops it foul. Third base side, and the count goes full. Three and two the count with nobody out. Shuckers lead it 7-1 over Birmingham here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Burke delivers. Misses up and in. Ball 4. 6th walk drawn today by the Shuckers. Second by Clark. And it brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren. Brings out the catcher Xavier Fernandez to talk to Burke. Xavier Warren waits in the wings, ready to come up. Conversation continues on the hill. Home plate umpire Joe McCarthy breaks it up. Meanwhile, in the bullpen for Birmingham, Nick Gallagher gets up. 22-year-old native of Iowa City, Iowa. Fernandez crouches down behind the plate. Burke ready to go. Warren's ready to go from the left side. The pitch. Curveball misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. That is a big, loopy curveball. Trickled in at 74. Clark off first. Big shift right now for Birmingham. Everybody moves towards the right, towards first base. 1-0 delivery. Called strike outside corner at 90 miles an hour. Count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch misses away. Curveball at 74, and the count goes to 2-1. Burke delivers home. Warren chops it to first. Womack grabs it, tags first, throws to second. Castillo charges back and tags Clark for the double play. That was just tough luck from Warren. Chopped it hard to first, and it ended up being right to Womack, who came down on top of the bag. Two away, and it brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Two outs, nobody on, and a 7-1 Shuckers lead here in the 7th inning. The pitch, Murray waves and misses. Slider at 78, the count goes to 0-1. The pitch, called strike, slider at 78, and the count goes to 0-2. Murray's 0-3 tonight, 2 flyouts and a strikeout. Burke comes set, now fires. Murray takes low, another slider, this time it's at 79, and the count at 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Murray chops it right back to Burke on the mound. Charges over towards first. Underhands to Womack. That ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Into the eighth. Max Lazard set to enter for Biloxi. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network and Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. The plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
The Barons. Blake back with you on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Zach Fenaro's out, and in comes Max Lazard for Biloxi. Right-handed arm faces the righty Alexander Womack. First pitch to him. Called strike on the inside corner. That was a fastball at 92 from Lazard. Fenaro's done after two scoreless innings. Walked three, but didn't allow a hit. Pitch home. Curveball. Dots the lower half of the zone, and the count goes 2-2. No runs, no hits, three walks, and two strikeouts for Fenaro. Does it all on 39 pitches. Lazard comes in, right-handed arm, makes his sixth double-A appearance. He's allowed four runs in 9 1/3 innings, five walks, and 14 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. Curveball. Womack chops it over his head towards second. Valerio grabs it, barehands it, fires the first in time for the out. What a pretty play from Valerio. One away, and it brings up the righty Xavier Fernandez. One out, nobody on. 7-1 Shuckers here in the top of the eighth inning. The pitch. Misses up. Count goes to 1-0. Fernandez is 1-for-3 tonight. Singled back in the first. Struck out in the third and the sixth inning. Lazard fires. Curveball. Shot foul. First base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. Lazard stands in at 6'1", 200 pounds at a Coral Springs, Florida. Lazard's 1-1 delivery comes home. Curveball. Chopped foul, third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Lazard delivers. Fernandez rolls this one left side of the infield. Murray backhands it at short, fires to first. Stretch from Black. It's in time. Two up, two down. Righty Joaquin Cespedes comes up. Nobody on with two away, and the Shuckers up 7-1. The pitch home. Curveball. Shoots it foul. Out of play. Up onto the sweet deck on the first base side. Count goes to 0-1. Lazar's trying to finish off a 1-2-3 inning here in the eighth. Cespedes 0-for-3 today with two strikeouts. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up high at 92. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Curveball down low. Clark blocks it up, slaps the tag on Cespedes, and that finishes out the inning. A real nice bottom of the eighth, top of the eighth inning from Lazar. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers up 7-1. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi, Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys of summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family-affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Of the eighth inning back in Biloxi. The righty Jeremiah Burke is out, and in comes the righty Nick Gallagher. Right-handed arm with the Shuckers up 7-1. Javik Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Thanks much for joining us on your Thursday night. Burke goes two scoreless innings. No runs, no hits, one walk, no strikeouts, and throws 23 pitches. Paves the way for the righty Gallagher to enter the game. Gallagher makes his 24th appearance of the year with the 6.43 ERA. 28 innings, he's allowed 27 runs, just 20 of them earned. 19 walks, 35 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .223 against him. Lefty Carlos Rodriguez stands in. We haven't seen a run scored since the Shuckers scored three in the fourth inning. Pitch home. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 1-0. But the Shuckers pitching staff has been terrific tonight. One run on just two hits. The 1-0 delivery. Rodriguez takes away, and the count goes to two balls and no strikes. Rodriguez, likely his final at-bat of the night, final plate appearance. He's 0-for-3, entered today with a 16-game on-base streak. The 2-0 delivery, he takes a strike on the inside corner at 88. Count goes to 2-1. Likely his final chance to try and extend that on base streak tonight. 2-1 delivery. Takes a strike on the inside corner. Cutter at 88. Counts even 2-2. Gallagher stands in at 6'4", 215 pounds from Iowa City, Iowa. Attended the University of Iowa, the former Hawkeye. 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it down the left field line, foul into the Birmingham bullpen. Count stays even at 2-2. Gallagher's in his sixth year of professional baseball. Originally drafted by the Cleveland Guardians in the 16th round of the 2017 draft. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball. Rodriguez serves it out towards right center. It's down for a base hit. Cespedes picks it up. Rodriguez rounds first and extends his on-base streak and ties his season high at 17 in a row. Brings up the right-handed hitting Lamar Sparks. Man on first with nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch home. Curveball called strike one. Sparks is 0 for 2 today with a walk and two strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball called a strike on the inside corner at 77. And the count goes to 0-2. The pitch. Swings a slider out of the zone. Count at 1-2. Tried to dial on the outside corner. Just got a bit too much run on it. It ends up in the left-handed batter's box. Sparks digs back in. Rodriguez off first. Gallagher sets the 1-2 pitch. Sparks takes a curveball on the inside corner for strike three at 77. One away, and it brings up the righty Felix Valerio. Valerio ended the top of the eighth inning with a real nice play on defense. The pitch to the righty. He waves and misses. Curveball at 77. The count goes 10-1. The 0-1 pitch, slider, lifted out towards left center. Tatum charges in. Castillo, the shortstop's out, and it drops by his glove. Quick throw to second, and Rodriguez is out. Atwood was there, stretched out like a first baseman. And Rodriguez with a knee on the bag. Not a fan of the call, and that brings out the manager, Mike Guerrero. Castillo went all the way out. And it just was out of his reach. Tatum didn't call him off. And the throw to second. Very close. Guerrero trots back to the dugout. Two away, back to the top of the order in Tyler Black. Seven 1 Shuckers in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch. Black takes away. Count goes to 1-0. Stop it. Open your eyes. This is bad. Field car behind the plate. The 1-0 delivery. Black checks his swing. Fouls it off. Count evens 1-1. Valerio's at first with two outs. 7-1 Shuckers in the bottom of the eighth. The pitch. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. D1 Gallagher delivers. Black swings and chops it to first. Womack gets it on the bag, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. Here to the top of the ninth inning, Shuckers 3 outs away from clinching at least a series split in this six-game set. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top 9-7-1 Shuckers over the Birmingham Barons. Randy Max Lazar back out. First pitch to Adam Hackenberg. Fastball called strike one. Javik Blake back with you. Thanks much for joining us on your Thursday night. Has been a dominant pitching performance from the Shuckers. Allowed just one run on two hits. Lazar fires. Curveball rolled to third. Warren grabs it. Takes two steps. Fires to first. In time, Hackenberg's retired. Time to take 10 seconds for station ID. Back in a moment on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. Top of the ninth inning, 7-1 Shuckers over the Barons. Lefty Ben Norman steps in against the righty Max Lazar. Lazar delivers. Norman takes the curveball low at 76. The count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Curveball, check swing, fouled back to the screen. The count evens 1-1. The pitch. Line drive out towards short left center over Murray's head at short, and it drops down for a base hit. Sparks picks it up and fires it in. Norman tallies the first hit for the Barons since Terrell Tatum singled with two outs in the top of the second inning. There's one out here in the ninth. It brings up the righty Taylor Snyder. Shuckers looking to close out a win over the Barons. The Barons would be their sixth straight loss. For the Shuckers, I mean, wins in 9 of their last 11 and a three-game win streak. The pitch to Snyder. Curveball called the strike. Dots the knees, and the count goes 0-1. The 0-1 pitch, curveball, rolled on the ground to short. Murray has it, goes to Valerio at second for one, gathers to first in time, and a double play closes out a 7-1 Shuckers win over the Barons. Shuckers end it with a Doubletree double play. Just steps away from Beaches Casinos and MGM Park. Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is your ideal spot for a stay on the coast. The Shuckers close out a clean ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and the double play leaves nobody stranded as the Shuckers win their third straight. Shuckers now sit at 48-45 on the year, 14-10 in the second half, and 26-22 at home. On the night, 7 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error for Biloxi. 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Birmingham. The win goes to Carlos Rodriguez, improves to 6-3 on the year after allowing just 1 run over 5 innings. He continues what has been a masterful month of July. Entered today with just a .68 ERA and allows just 1 run in 5 innings, strikes out 8 to become the newest Southern League leader in strikeouts with 114 here in 2023. He'll be alongside David Blackwell on the field in just a moment. Shuckers improved to 48-45. They've won each of the first 3 games here in this series. They've also won 9 of their last 11. Meanwhile, the Barons dropped to 33-59, 8-15 in the second half, and they've now dropped 6 in a row and dropped to 18-30 on the road. Carlos is alongside David Blackwell on the first base side. Let's send it down to him.
Hi, Shuckers fans. I'm here with Carlos Rodriguez, the player of the game tonight. Carlos just threw 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. Man, that was a good crowd tonight. Good game. You scored a bunch of runs to help you. How did that feel? Nothing like running support, right? All right, now you know that you're now the Southern League leader in strikeouts with 114. That's got to be cool. I know it doesn't mean anything until the season's over with and we won something, but that's got to be a cool accomplishment so far. Congratulations, Carlos. Go Shuckers.
Big time thank you to Carlos Rodriguez for joining David Blackwell on the field. And yeah, up with some of the best pitchers in the Southern League. How about some of the best pitchers in minor league baseball for Carlos Rodriguez? It has been a magical 2023 season for a kid who could very well be a star in the Brewers rotation for years to come. 8 strikeouts over 5 innings tonight. He is 114 in just 85 and a third innings as a starter in 2023. Ridiculous numbers from Rodriguez. We'll wrap it all up next. Shuckers postgame show to come alongside a look at the scoreboard report brought to you by Owa Parks and Resort. Comes your way next as we are sent to wrap up a 7-1 Shuckers win. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Rep the Pearl and Oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back inside the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers win it 7-1 over the Barons. They have won three straight, and they've won 9 of their last 11, as the Shuckers have been on an absolute tear here over the last couple weeks. They win it tonight in a big way, 7-1. 7 runs on 7 hits and an error, while the Barons get 1 run on 3 hits with 2 errors. Shuckers improved to 48-45, 13-10 in the second half, while the Barons dropped to 33-59, 8-15 in the second half. They've now dropped 6 in a row and dropped to 18-30 on the road. Winning pitcher tonight, Carlos Rodriguez, who just continues a stellar 2023 season. With the end of the game tonight, Rodriguez is now, out of all players in AA, second in ERA at 2.64, second in strikeouts with 114 behind Caden Povich of the Bowie Bay Sox, who has 118. He also ends today first in AA out of all qualified pitchers, with opponents hitting 181 against him. Him and Doug Nikhazy are the only two who have had opponents hitting less than 200 against them as starters this year. He's also seventh in whip at 1.14 and gets his sixth win on the season. Time to wrap everything up with the scoring summary. The one run for Birmingham came in the first inning. After back-to-back one-out walks to Moises Castillo and Alexander Womack, Xavier Fernandez lined the ball to left that drove in Castillo and gave Birmingham a 1-0 lead. But the Shuckers tied it up in the bottom of the first inning when an error on a ground ball that was an error in left allowed Jackson Churio to score. Brought Isaac Collins to first with a single. Wes Clark then reached in a ground ball that trickled right through Andy Atwood's legs at second and allowed Xavier Warren to come up with runners at first and third. He lined the ball to center and brought home the Shuckers' second run of the inning, gave them the lead for good. They would pad the lead in the second. Jackson Churio, a 2-run homer, 95 off the bat, smashed it off the billboard in left center, his 15th of the year, up to 63 driven in on the season. Shuckers led it by a 4-0 score. They would score their final 3 runs in the fourth inning off just one hit. 4 walks from Jonathan Cannon, today's starter for Birmingham, brought home one, and then after he was relieved by Uelvin Silva, a 2 RBI single from Xavier Warren, who now has 6 driven in the series, brought home 2 more, gave the Shuckers a 7-1 lead that Bay held for good. Zach Fenaro and Max Lazar allowed just 1 hit in 4 innings of relief. Carlos Rodriguez strikes out 8 in just 5 innings, now second in AA with 114 strikeouts in 2023. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of 2,029 here at MGM Park. Back after this with more. Time to take a look at the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Signs, printing, vinyl. Get all your marketing materials in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in Gulfport. It's easy to coordinate eye-catching color printing, signage, and vehicle graphics with one stop. Magnolia Printing and Signs First in downtown Gulfport for business cards, posters, brochures, signage, and vehicle vinyl. Your marketing materials all in one location. Magnolia Printing and Signs First. 1829 25th Avenue, Gulfport. Give us a call today at 864-4401.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Welcome back to MGM Park on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The Shuckers win their third in a row with a 7-1 win tonight over the Barons. Three games in, and they've already guaranteed themselves at least a split in the series against Birmingham. They'll go for what will be a series win if they get the win tomorrow with Jacob Mizorowski on the hill in his Double-A debut at home at MGM Park, trying to turn things around after what was an up-and-down appearance in his debut back last week against Montgomery. But he comes in with a lot of praise and what should be a lot of fun, a fastball that reaches up to 102 miles an hour. He'll get the start tomorrow night as the Shuckers look to take each of the first four games in the six-game set. Shuckers improved to 48-45, 14-10 in the second half. Barons fall to 33-59, 8-15 in the second half. Time to take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization with the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. It does not look like the Shuckers will be catching the Montgomery Biscuits for that second best overall record in the Southern League South Division. The reason why: the Biscuits, who are a half game ahead of the Shuckers for second place overall in the division, are beating Chattanooga 17-6. 17 runs on 17 hits. And that one's still going on. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the ninth inning for the Biscuits. Everything else has gone final. Pensacola stays ahead of Biloxi by a game in the Southern League South Division standings in the second half with a 4-1 win over the Embraves. The Embraves now at 8-15 in the second half. Pensacola at 15-9. Meanwhile, Rocket City gets their ninth win of the second half, now at 9-14, 40-52 overall. They get a 5-3 win over the Smokies, who are at 17-7 in the second half and at 53-39 overall. Almost a full slate of games across the farm system. The one team not in action tonight is the Milwaukee Brewers. They're off today before starting a three-game weekend set with the Atlanta Braves. DSO Brewers 1 played a doubleheader earlier today with Guardians Red. Game 1 finished up. DSO Brewers 1 got the win 3-1, but Game 2 got rained out. They'll make it up with 2 on August 11th. Meanwhile, DSO Brewers 2 suspended in the top of the third inning against the DSO Braves. That one at 1-1. They'll complete that one in as part of a doubleheader on August 3rd. One game still in action. Bottom of the fourth inning, the ACL Reds lead the ACL Brewers by a 6-3 score. Brewers first round pick Brock Wilkin, 1-for-2 on the day, with an RBI triple back in the first inning to score the Arizona Brewers first run of the day. Everything else has gone final. The Wisconsin Timberrattlers walking off against the Cedar Rapids Colonels on a night where Brandon Woodruff makes a rehab start at with the Timberrattlers at Fox City Stadium in Appleton. 4-3 winners over the Cedar Rapids Colonels as the Timberrattlers get their 40th win in 2023. Carolina beats up on the Columbia Fireflies to get their third straight win. 11-2 over the Fireflies. That one final in South Carolina. Meanwhile, earlier today, the Norfolk Tides get their AAA best 61st win of the year, a 5-3 win over the Nashville Sounds at Harbor Park in Norfolk, Virginia. here in Biloxi. Shuckers get a 7-1 win over Birmingham. 7 runs, 7 hits, 1 error for the Shuckers. 1 run, 3 hits, and 2 errors for the Barons. Carlos Rodriguez the win, and Jonathan Cannon gets tagged with the loss. Shuckers back at it tomorrow for a fireworks Friday. Jacob Mizorowski makes his first start at MGM Park after a double-A debut last week against the Montgomery Biscuits. 0-0 with an ERA of 9. He allowed 4 runs in 4 innings, but 5 strikeouts, and a lot of fun, including a 94-mile-an-hour slider and a fastball that reaches up to 102 miles an hour. He'll face off against the righty Matt Thompson, 4-10 with a 4.75 ERA. First pitch scheduled for 6:35 tomorrow night. We'll be on with pregame at 6:20 on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Mizorowski makes his home debut in Double-A tomorrow. Shuckers will go for a chance to win each of the first 4 games in this series and a chance to win what would be their second series in a row after winning 4 of 6 last week against Montgomery. That'll do it for us tonight. Thanks much for joining us throughout the night. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of 2,029 here at MGM Park. Shuckers win it 7-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:20 with pregame before first pitch at 6:35. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM. For all news, stats, highlights, tickets, and schedules, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. Make sure to stay up to date and follow the team on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Biloxi Shuckers. This has been Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.